One of the cool things, Randall, about the University of Florida is that we're in a what's called a specialty crop state as opposed to a commodity state. Commodities in agriculture in the country are cotton, sorghum, wheat, rice, and corn. And they're the big five, and of course, a specialty crop state where not so much those crops are, but mainly horticulture crops. We compare very much to California that way. And we have about 300 crops as a specialty crop state. And because we have such a high diversity of crops, we have as many or more plant breeders than any other land-grant university in the country. And we're adding to that because of the continuing challenge we have in trying to create new foods and trying to create more tasty fruits and vegetables, fruits that have higher nutrition, that have longer shelf life. And so we are adding to our plant breeding faculty at a number of locations around the state. We'll have new talent at our Tropical Research Station in Homestead, our Gulf Coast Research Station in Baum, our Everglades Research Station in Belgrade, and some departments on campus to bring more cutting-edge science to improving the crops we now grow in Florida and giving our farmers more options on what to grow. You'll see a lot of changes in strawberries. We're already a world leader. 80% of the strawberry varieties grown in Florida, we developed here at the University of Florida. And our main strawberry breeder right now is a fellow at our Gulf Coast Research Station named Vince Whitaker. And he's, you may know that he created a strawberry that the growers tell me is the best tasting strawberry ever. And it's called Sweet Sensation. And it's available now to the public. And I had some for the first time a couple weeks ago. And I got to tell you, I've never had a better tasting strawberry. And we're adding to his team a molecular biologist, followed by the name of Seong-Hee Lee. And with Dr. Lee's coming on the strawberry team, it will greatly accelerate Vance Whitaker's work and give us a better chance of creating even more varieties. Because one of the problems we have is that, you know, California is a big strawberry producer, but the California harvest is different than ours, and so we have different windows, and we don't really compete. But unfortunately for Florida, the California growers have gone down into Mexico and have created strawberry farms there, which directly compete with us. So it's important that we stay ahead of the game with new varieties that will beat other states like California and the country of Mexico to the supermarket. I mentioned our Tropical Research and Education Center in Homestead. We really haven't had a lot of fruit and vegetable-focused breeders for a while there, and we're bringing in two new breeders to that station. Joffrey Maru is hired, and he's looking at disease-resistant varieties of stat beans, okra, squash, and other vegetables. And a really interesting scientist. He actually grew up in Kenya, where his dad was a farmer, and they actually fed neighbors who faced starvation, so no one needs to tell him about the urgency of the work he'll be doing in Florida. The other breeder is a fellow by the name of Alan Chambers, and he's going to be focusing on avocados, bananas, new varieties of mangoes, and new varieties of vanilla. And, you know, besides what we produce, the food that we eat, ornamentals, plants that are big business in Florida for landscaping, and we have another breeder coming to our Mid-Florida Research and Education Center in Apopka, and he'll be focusing on new landscape plants for businesses and backyards. I mentioned forestry originally, but urban forestry, for some reason, evolved here in the Department of Environmental Horticulture, not in our School of Forestry, even though they work closely together. Our School of Forestry, where Red Baker is coming, really handles commercial forestry, but as you can imagine, I mentioned landscaping. Urban trees are very important for a lot of different reasons, and Ed Gilman had that position for a long time. He's retiring, and we're having a national search to bring in a national leader in urban forestry, and we have somebody identified, and hopefully next time we can talk, I can tell you about who we've hired in that position. And so all these positions were really made possible by the legislature last year and the help of all of our commodity groups, knocking on doors of our legislative leaders and lobbying on behalf of IFAS. And I can't tell you how thankful I am to our partners in the industry and to the men and women of the Florida legislature who understand the need for us to stay competitive in agriculture. if you look at the research out there that USDA puts out, there's a 20-to-1 payoff from investments in public agricultural research. And so this will continue to pay off for a quality of life in Florida. And things like royalties, you know, we create new plants like the strawberries and the blueberries. They're put out for bid, and private industry picks them up and sells them, like the Tasty Lee tomato in public supermarket. That's our tomato. And so we get royalties on those. And the royalties that we're collecting now are 6 times what they were when I came here 7 years ago. So our plant breeding program is growing by leaps and bounds. And the good news is we put almost all that money back into the program to support the breeders so they continue to be successful. And then our farmers benefit from that, as do people like you and me that get to eat it. So it's good news when it comes to plant breeding at the University of Florida.